Good day. I'm John Sleggers. There's been a lawsuit filed in Plymouth County against the Hinton Community School District by parents alleging their children were abused in the high school's wrestling program. The suit names Hinton Superintendent Ken Slater, the head wrestling coach Casey Crawford, and assistant coach Bradley Kutis, and the school's athletic director Brian DeYoung. The lawsuit says the defendants were negligent in allowing physical assaults, bullying, and harassment of their children by members of the varsity wrestling team. Despite confrontation by parents about the incidents, the coaches did nothing to stop them. The suit claims two incidents where these actions occurred. One was in January on a road trip to Burke, Nebraska, where varsity wrestlers purchased and assaulted junior varsity members with various sex toys. Another incident occurred in February in Coralville, Iowa, where varsity wrestlers used a taser on some JV wrestlers. The suit claims that the coaches and athletic director were present and knew about the incidents, but were drinking alcohol in the hotel lobby while the incidents took place. The parents seek monetary damages for medical costs and emotional distress and for court costs against the school district and the defendants. The National Drug Take-Back Day is today. It's a good way to safely dispose of unneeded prescription drugs. The event runs from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can anonymously bring in drugs and put them in a designated container. They will not accept liquid medications, syringes, or illegal drugs. The DEA also allows you to drop off vaping devices and e-cigarettes if the batteries are removed from the devices. The Plymouth County drop-off points include Lamar's Police Department, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Hy-Vee Pharmacy in Lamar's, and Lewis Drug in Kingsley. The Lamar's Community High School Foundation honored its own this week at a banquet on Wednesday. Fourth grade teacher Amy Galing was honored with the Crystal Bell Award as Teacher of the Year. She says the award represents many people who create a good learning environment at Cluckhone School.
I think our school does such a good job of everybody relying and counting on one another, and it's fantastic to be a part of people who really want to do the best for what we can, our students.
Galing helps new teachers grow and excel at their profession.
Kelly Johnson was my mentor when I first came to Lamar's in 2003, and she won this award a few years back. And so I've helped mentor other teachers in the district to help them feel comfortable and understand what this profession's all about.
Richard Zentlow is the 2024 Lamar's Community High School Distinguished Alumni of the Year. He's used to working behind the scenes, but he appreciates this honor.
Well, it's nice for the recognition of what's going on, but I mean, I like being behind the scenes, so it's not out there looking for it, but so it's nice when somebody recognizes it.
Zentlow has been part of Lamar's in many capacities.
I did a lot of this back when I was working, but I couldn't do as much as I wanted to do, so it's like, okay, just a natural progression. Now that I don't have to go to work, you know, 8 hours out of the day, now I got a lot much more time to get involved in things, and there's a lot of good things going on, so it's easy to get involved.
He and his wife, the Reverend Dr. Jean Engelbrecht Zaitlow, came back to Lamar's in 2012. Richard has been involved in a number of community projects in that span, including daycare, tourism, and he also writes grants for the city. Northwestern College plans to break ground in May for a second phase of renovations to the Boltman Center, the college's main indoor athletic facility. This is a $6 million project covering 7,800 square feet. It will include renovations and construction of locker rooms and coaches' offices. The plan also includes construction of a 140-seat team meeting room. The additions will allow each team their own locker rooms and create more office space for assistant coaches and graduate assistants. More than $5.7 million has been raised for the project so far. Construction is expected to begin in early June and will be completed by the fall of 2025. The Boltman Center was built in 1995. The first phase of renovations was completed in 2021. This phase included a new gym floor and bleachers, a scorer's table with LED screens, and updates to the lobby and hallway areas. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.